Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Van Groe. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Van Groe. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Homer Summa. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Lee. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chick Tolson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Klugman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Cole. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bert Cole. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a pop-up towards first. Tolson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper who is chasing the ball. Speaker reaches third base with a triple. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mostill, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Speaker scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Klugman reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klugman moves to third. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground for a single. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is hit by the pitch. Hooper moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk takes first base on ball four. Hooper moves to third. Kaum moves to second. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Blankenship reaches third base with a triple. Hooper scores. Kaum scores. Schalk goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 to Indians. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Davis reaches second base with a double. Blankenship scores. Ma still goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Spurgeon applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lee, who is chasing the ball. Collins reaches third base with a triple. By Spies now pitching. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. By Spies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spies strikes out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat McNulty pinch hits for Cliff Lee. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Summa moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Summa scores. McNulty moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolson hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat McNulty now playing right field. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Com hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Summa. Com reaches second base with a double. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Blankenship hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com scores. Schalk moves to third. It's 7-5, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schalk tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-5, White Sox. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Klugman takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Klugman moves to second. 1 out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Benkar pinch hits for by Spies. Benkar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. James Edwards now pitching. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNulty strikes out. 1 out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 0 for 2 in the game. Tolson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Klugman hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Com hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Schalk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Blankenship hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ma still hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tolson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. James Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Collins bunts towards the mound. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klugman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Com bunts towards the mound. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to second. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Sewell and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Hooper scores. It's 9-5, White Sox. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Blankenship takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mostill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schalk scores. Blankenship moves to second. It's 10-5, White Sox. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edwards fields it and throws to third for the out. Mostill moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Mostill moves to third. Davis moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Mostill scores. Davis scores. Collins moves to second. It's 12-5, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tolson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Klugman takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 3 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Calm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Summa. Calm reaches second base with a double. Hooper goes all the way around to score. It's 13-5, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Blankenship hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Mostill hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Mostill reaches second base with a double. Calm scores. It's 14-5, White Sox. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Barrett now playing second base. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for James Edwards. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Garland Buckeye now pitching. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Roy Elsh pinch hits for Bib Falk. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Elsh now playing left field. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNulty strikes out. 1 out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tolson hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.